Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back again to another episode of the 3Y Podcast with EG3, your host, Eddie Greer III, checking in with you on this Thursday night here in the KC metro area, June 13th, 2024. Yes, I know it's over a week late, but when you're the host, you can move stuff around and record wherever you have a chance to, right? So, 3Y Podcast with EG3, all things about, of course, running, sports, and whatever important comes across my desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome on board of the show. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Appreciate it for you guys stopping by and giving us a listen here today. If you enjoy what you're listening to here tonight, or whenever you listen to this podcast will go out on Happy Friday. Definitely make sure you hit that subscribe button and tell a fellow friend who is friends with the host, or just tell a friend about the podcast to help continue to get the word out there. This was originally, from the beginning, a decade ago. That's showing how old I am. But this started all the way back in K-State University out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This was originally the EG3 show, turned into later on a NASCAR podcast, and now running, sports, and everything else back to what originally was the EG3 show, now the 3Y podcast of EG3. And man, there's so much I wanted to discuss, but this might have to be a two-parter here. Obviously, coming off the Metro Mile, getting into that here in just a moment, but there's a lot of things going on, races this weekend. I'm not racing this weekend, obviously, which is good, and not going to have too many races in this summer stretch. And obviously, the big theme here in the KC Metro area, and probably everywhere else here in the Midwest, the heat and everything else like that. So stay hydrated, folks. If you're out there training for a fall marathon, or even getting ready for a couple of summer halves, whatever you're doing, make sure you do the best you can and stay hydrated, including talking to myself as well. But yeah, you're truly coming off of it. This is a PR edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. You're truly for the second consecutive year, last Thursday night in prime time out there, Rockhurst High Metro Mile. And in the Metro Mile, this is their third year, well, just completed their third year of this event. Holy smokes, was this bigger than ever, even bigger than it was last year. But yours truly, for the second time in this event, really second straight year in a row, sub 5 performance and another PR to boot. We'll get into that momentarily, but wow, this event, again, I kind of hyped it up on this podcast solely because I come from a track and field background perspective, well, track perspective anyways, there. So I was looking forward to this event, and I chose this event over Fargo and another race that was originally on my schedule as well. So yeah, I chose Chicago, which leads in to Chicago. I'm gonna record something again early next week on that, because yours truly just started Chicago training, so I'm not gonna talk about that right now. But yeah, so I chose Chicago over Fargo too. so there's a lot going on there. But yeah, but the decision to was a no-brainer for me there, because of the history that I have with track and all that, and I've hyped up the atmosphere on this podcast for the last, month or so, and it lived up to the billing. And also, there was, prior to last Thursday night, an article on, now I apologize in advance, but I'm going to say 8 or 9-year-old young girl who was really putting down a fast time, I believe, or just almost shy over 5 minutes. And she competed last weekend as well. So again, this might spread into two parts. So I don't have my noted sheet, so I'm just speaking right from the heart here, folks, on this podcast tonight here on this late Thursday night here, as I'm hearing a little bit of thunderstorms here. But anyways, yeah, so Thursday night, right? Last Thursday, the Metro Mile, the third year in existence. I missed out in the first year. And of course, Alex told me, my brother told me about it afterward, after the fact, saying, hey, you got to check this out. You got to check this event out. You're going to like it. So, and my background being, I'm a 400 runner. If you don't know what that is, that's 400 equals one lap fast around a track. This Metro Mile, you have to do this thing, four laps equal 1 mile. So that's what we're getting at, right? This year, compared to last year, so much bigger. I mean, so much bigger than it was last year. I mean, the Masters division, Mids Masters, had to be divided up into two races because I counted correctly. There were at least, over 30 entries in the men's plus 35 age group division there as well. And really, all divisions, really, maybe for the exception of the women's open, adult open. But other than that, all the divisions were pretty much split, like a track meet, pretty much. And yes, you had the kids open up first, then the middle school, and then they switched it up this year. So instead of the primetime showdown with Noah Stevenson trying to go forward, and oh my goodness, was he close to getting it. I thought he was on. Now, I apologize because I'm all over the place with this, but that's okay. But Noah Stevenson, my guy, he, again, for the second straight year, comes up a tad short. And I thought this time around, I thought he was more on track than he was when he had the pacer a year ago. I mean, he was flying, and he was on track to do it, but he just ran out of gas there at the last, 150. But he brought it home. This time I can say 404. Because previously on here I said 403 or 404, one of those times. But last year 408, this year 404. And yeah, he's knocking on the door of breaking it. Maybe next year he can bury that barrier of breaking sub 4 in a mile. That's crazy. And then this year, instead of the main event, the headliner was the high school elite boys and girls high school. and I did not stay for the last event because I thought I was going to get sick. I thought I was going to get sick literally because I had a dip out, I had a bounce out. But I did stay for the girls elite high school, and them girls are moving. Those girls were moving, and I believe the winner, again, I don't have the sheets. I'll probably next week go back and announce those times of all the winners. But I do know the winner of the men's Masters Gold. I'll explain that in a minute. But yeah, she hit sub 5. I think the first 3 or 4 finishers hit sub 5. The rest of them are right there as well. But those girls are moving. I wish I would have stayed, but I wasn't feeling the best. So I stayed for most of it. Shame on me, but I had to get home and get some rest because I thought I was going to get sick for sure. And sure enough, I wasn't feeling the best the next morning. I did run the next morning, but I wasn't really feeling the best. But yeah, this event is legit, man. Seriously. And funny enough, I've been catching up on season one of Des and Kara's podcast, Des Linden and Kara Goucher's podcast that I've been listening to. And funny enough, they were talking an episode. One of the episodes talked about track and field and how they wanted to promote track and field events and everything else like that, right? So yeah, and if you've been listening to this podcast for the last month, I've been talking about it, I've been hyping it up. And we should. Look, we got the Paris Olympics coming up. And yeah, I just said that for the first time, and that just came up into my brain. Yeah, we got the Paris Olympics coming up here very soon around the corner, and we always hype up the track events there, but when it comes to outside of the Olympics, there's not much talk about it. There's not much to discuss when it talks about. Now, again, outside of that, you have the world majors. Everyone talks about Boston for what it is, and rightfully so. I have not done Boston right, but yours truly is in the midst getting ready for his first world major, which is Chicago. Again, more on that to come on this podcast next week and moving forward. But yeah, I mean, track events like this, the Metro Mile here in Kansas City, this is legit for sure. And we should be definitely in. It could be even bigger next year. Now, again, if I was the assistant director, director this thing, I probably would have said, look, I treated this like a two-day event or something like that, because holy smokes, we had what? There were at least over 300 entries compared to what? 250 or 200, something like that last year. And everybody last year kind of signed up at the last minute last year. So that tells you something, that, you know, this is a lot of momentum in this event for the KC Metro Mile. I can't be so happy. That didn't sound right. I am so thrilled for this event and the people that are behind it now. I believe KC Running Company are behind this event 100%, and I think this thing can really, really grow for sure. And not to try to extend it, but I think as big as it could be, it could be divided up into two nights. I mean, who knows? I mean, at this point, but this is just one big night, fast running against some of the best in the state of Kansas and Missouri, as they taglined it. This is the 3Wide Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, recording on a Thursday night, June 13th, 2024. And it's hard to believe already that we're approaching mid-June already. But yeah, it just blows my mind that you have this event and it continues to grow. So yeah, I'm really pumped up about where this could go in the future. Now, my event, men's masters, as I said in the beginning, this was over 30 entries divided into heats. So you had the men's master silver, which was the sort of the back end of the field, and then you had the men's master's gold, which I was in, which was the front part, which had the fastest runner at 4:45 going into this event, and on the back end, 5:09 mile. The last guy, the cutoff was 5:09. I was right there at 5 minutes, and really, I should have put my time. But it really wouldn't matter for like one spot seating wise. But I was seated 10th last year. I was seated 7th. So like, yeah, me and Matt, my KC Smoke teammate, were talking about that. I'm like, we both ran sub-5 last year. We were in the back, seated in the back, right? And both of us did end up PRing again, hitting sub-5 again for the second straight year in a row. So you know, the competition is really fast. It's really fast. But yeah, and when we got there, originally I was seated 11th. And when I got to the seating to get ready, I got moved up one, because the number one seed originally, something happened to him. Vern, I might have came across to him during my warm-ups. I'm not 100% sure. It's harder to recognize people when you don't have running clothes on. But I might have come across him towards the end of my workout. Not my workout, but my warm-up miles prior to hopping on the track, which, again, it was hot. A hot night at Rockers High in the KC metro area. And yeah, so I got moved up. So originally I was seated 11th, which I was not really thrilled about, but it is what it is. But again, I should have put down my time from last year, 4:56. I hit sub-5 for the first time last year, for the very first time ever, sub-5, 4:56 in this very event. Last year, I should have put that, but I put down the Irish Mile time from early this year, which, yeah, that episode is on the feed, the EG3 feed, wherever you get your podcast. 5 flat, exactly, 5 flat, on a dot, on a nose. Again, I can't even hit that. If you would put me back out there to do that 8 more times, I probably wouldn't have hit that again. But anyways, yeah, so hop on the track. My original goal coming into this race was a 4:50. And I told several people that And that was the number that drew across my head, in my back of my mind. 450. And the way that my coach, in between not getting ready for no marathon or anything else like that, say, hey, look, we're gonna have fun for a few weeks, get ready for this mile. So the 450 was the target. Yes, I came up just 12 seconds short of that, but I hit a 451. Holy smokes. You would have told me that a couple years ago. I would have told you there's no way. There's no way I would have hit a 451 mile in 2024. You would have told me that 7 years back when I lived up here the first time in KC, when I was not involved with running. I would have told you there's no way in heck that I would be able to run that fast. But it just felt, I was super nervous about it. But going in there, it's like, okay, you know, you have an opportunity here to do something huge here. Let's go out here and do it. The start, obviously, the mile goes that fast, right? So there's no time for you to wait and to settle down. You have to go right off the bat, right? So originally, I started last because I got shuffled out to the back, but it wasn't for very long because I was able to move up quickly through the field, and I settled in to the middle of the pack. And at one point, I could have reached the first four. Yeah, the first four or five guys in that front pack, but I kind of lost touch with them a little bit. But I was able to stay with them. The eventual winner ran at 4:38 there, and it was a hard fought battle back there for fifth. That's where I was at, because for most of the race. And I got shuffled back that last lap. got shuffled back the seventh. And then all of a sudden, the turbo boost hit. And I zoomed around sixth and then moved back around fifth, Carl. And then next thing I know, I'm right there with teammate Chris, right there, right in the back heels yet again. But just short, but ran out of time. I wish there was 200 meters, because the former Olympian who I beat at Bill Schneider 5K a couple weeks ago was in this race. He was in this race last year, Christian Smith, a former Olympian. He was not too far either, so I caught up to the back heels of Chris yet again in another race. And then I saw Christian right there, not too far. So I wish there was 200 more meters, because they're going to get dusted. they're going to get caught too as well. So darn it. But anyways, yeah, the whole race, before the race, I was a bundle of nerves. I thought I wasn't going to get it, but the way I trained and everything else, like, hey, you know, you playing with a little house money, I'm pretty sure you can back up what you did. At least back up what you did last year. 4:56 last year, first time at this event. But you know, hey, 4:51, heck yes, new PR, I'll take it. We're going to step aside real quick, and we'll be back to finish up this podcast. You're listening to the 3Y Podcast, EG3. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the 3Y Podcast with EG3, running, sports, and everything, whatever comes across my desk, important here in Kansas City, Missouri. Eddie Greer III checking in with you on this Thursday night. Thank you so much again for tuning into this podcast. You're new to the podcast. Welcome aboard to the show. If you like what you're hearing, whenever you listen to this weekend on Father's Day weekend, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And oh, by the way, happy Father's Day to all the running dads out there in the KC metro area, including yours truly as well. And also, stay hydrated out there. It's early. For those getting ready for either Berlin, Chicago, or Salina, or whatever you're training for, make sure you do your best you can. And talking to myself as well, make sure you stay hydrated. We'll be saying that throughout the summer, getting ready for these big-time races. But to finish up with a Metro Mile Recap Edition, PR Edition, yeah, I was thrilled. I was fired up. I was really fired up. One of my guys saying, like, I heard, was that you screaming after the fact? I'm like, yes, it was. Yes, it was. I was pumped up about it for sure. And that's where the not feeling good bar comes in, because all of a sudden I caught after doing all of that, I started catching a little bit of a unfortunate head cold there. And It kind of maintained as the night progressed, but the later it got, the worse it kind of got. So that's why I did not stay for the very last event, the High School Boys Elite, which was last this year. But that's why I dipped out early. But yeah, just to see the progress, I was super pumped up about it. And like I said before we went into that break, I wish there was 200 more yards to go, because I was to the point where I could have passed Chris for fourth. I was right there, but again I got shoveled out to the back immediately. But I made up distance pretty fast there, and I wish I would have stayed. I shouldn't say that, but if there's only one thing I would change in that race last Thursday, the KC Metro Mile, the Men's Masters Gold Division, that was in, because there is two heats of the Men's Masters races due to the registration, the people that signed up. I wish I would stay a little bit closer to the front pack. Now, again, there's nothing I could do about it, because I started in the back because they divided it up. So they had the first 5-6 runners minus the original number one seed up towards the front. They had me and the other half of the gold master runners in the back, right at the start finish line. That's where I was. The first set of runners were at the top half of the curve. We were back here. I know you can't see where my hands are placed, but there you go, right there. And I got shuffled out, but once I got going, I was able to maintain. And I wish I was a little bit closer to the front runners. You might have would have had something. We might would have no joke. I would have had something for the front runners for sure. But you know, I had that late kick right there with 200 yards to go, and I said going into that race, look, 200 to go, you got a kick, take it. Do not wait like last year, like all those runners last year in the front. Don't wait to know if 175 yards to go. Don't do it. Do not wait. Go. Do not stop. You got a kick, take it. And that's what I did. I feel like I executed it perfectly. The original goal, 450. Tad short. But a 451.12. Hell yeah. I'll take that. That is a new mile PR for EG3. You know, three wide pockets with EG3. I cannot believe that. So, wow, incredible. 451. And oh, by the way, I finished fifth overall. If you take those two, combine those races, that should be for fifth. Yeah, because that the silver was a little bit slower. So that should be overall wise fifth. Again, we'll come back to this, because I'm gonna announce the winners and times and all that. So I don't have much time, because yeah, it's getting a little late. But but the win, I do know the Men's Masters gold winner, 438, which is a new Masters record. The previous one was set last year by the number one seed Vern at 446. Aaron Brogan, who won it, destroyed that. 438. I was 451 right there. So yeah, that's 12 seconds behind, but that doesn't matter, because you're truly PR'd, and I've been waiting for it. I've been waiting for one of these this year. I've been running good, but have been, you know, again, I kind of said it on last week's episode. You know, it wasn't like last year, you know, come up to the scene, oh, damn, who's this guy running all these races? But yeah, you know, from here to Chicago, there's not going to be much racing. Now, again, I'm planning this schedule out as I go, but the my training plan for Chicago is pretty much set. But throwing races in there, in between, here and there, you know, obviously I will not be racing every weekend this time around. So there's going to be a possible big event that I might be doing. There's already going to be a relay in there, a possible 5K in there next month, maybe another mile road race potentially. All of it's not set yet, but when it is, you'll hear about it first on the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Again, there's so much to talk about, but again, we'll probably have to put that on the back burner until next week. Obviously, I started Chicago training, Chicago Marathon training this week. We'll touch on that next week. And there's been another development, not on the running side, but in the sports world. I'll talk about that for next week's episode there. So Eddie Greer III, EG3, the 2024 KC Metro Mile Edition for the second year in a row. Sub 5, 4:51, 12, 5th overall in the men's masters division. Yeah, when you combine those times, that should be 5th overall anyways, I think. So top 5 years truly there. And we got some mojo going into the Chicago Bell for sure. So very excited, and I've been very anxious to get to this poor part of the year, and now that it's here, I'm excited for it. So we'll see moving forward, but it's just the early stages of marathon training. But again, shout out to KC Running Company again for putting this event on, bigger and better than ever than it was last year, and it's only going to get even better from here. So looking forward to what it has in store next year. But 2 years in a row, sub 5, cannot believe it, cannot believe it, and I cannot wait until next year's running of the KC Metro Mile. 3Y Podcast with EG3, and get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available weekly, or whenever I have a chance to record EG3 content. Again, if you're new to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in, downloading, and checking us out here this week on Father's Day weekend. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you hit that subscribe button and tell a friend about this podcast. And if you're seeing NASCAR content on there, like, what is Eddie recording? Yeah, this, again, like I said at the top, I'm probably going to be saying this because we're getting new listenership every week, which I'm thankful for. This was a NASCAR podcast for a long time. I mean, before that, it was the EG3 show back at K-State University, where I was talking about sports and K-State sports and other sports as well. So and when I moved up here the first time, this was it was the EG3 show with a different radio company as well before moving back to Manhattan and being a NASCAR show. But yeah, and now it's back to the original, but a different title, the 3Y Podcast of EG3. So that's a long story made short right there for you guys. But again, on Father's Day weekend, happy Father's Day to all the fathers here in the Midwest, including yours truly as well. So I'm still pumped up about what I did last Thursday night at Rockers High School. I can't wait for it again for next year. So big thanks to KC Running Company for putting that on for all the runners out there. Congratulations to all that did the damn thing last week, who PR'd, who hit their times, all that other stuff. And yeah, now it's big boy time. It's big boy time. It is World Marathon Training Time. I cannot believe I'm saying those words. That's a cliffhanger for next week. All right, folks. We have crossed the finish line on another episode of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. Oh, hold on. And I almost forgot about this. Bonus channel. Download the Podbean app and subscribe to the Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast on Podbean. G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, Eddie's Podcast, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S Podcast. That's where you're going to find bonus content. Again, you're going to find the my friend Delise interview on there. And coming up, I haven't finalized this yet. I know I've been saying it for the last several weeks, and things have just been coming up my schedule, so I apologize about that. But I'm going to be recording a couple more episodes off book for this podcast, and you're only going to find it on Podbean. So again, go to that channel, and you're going to find also on that, if you're a Kansas State fan, content of Wildcat Sports on that as well. But if you want to subscribe to the channel, you're going to find interviews for this podcast on that same channel, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S, then podcast. Type that in there. You should find it on there as well. That's where you're going to find the my interview with Delise from several weeks ago before Rock the Parkway on there. And I am due for an interview, so I'm finalizing one up, and we'll have that recorded with the folks from Vine Street. I am looking forward to that. I know I've been hyping that up for a long time, haven't gotten around to it, but we're going to be hopefully to finalizing that here soon. And I have also two more potential interviewee candidates that I have targeted as well. So definitely excited moving forward, especially with the Chicago Bill. I am just over the moon right now. But we have crossed the finish line on this edition, episode of the 3 Wild Pilots of EG3, Eddie Greer III, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this Thursday night, June 13th, 2024. Enjoy your weekend. This has been another edition of the 3 Wild Pilots with EG3. We'll talk to you next week.